I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 400 people in Sudan have been killed over the last week in clashes between the army and the rapid support forces. Nations like the U.S., the U.K., China, Russia, and Japan are scrambling to evacuate citizens and personnel. Sudanese are also fleeing the country, but many in Khartoum are trapped by the fighting. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA asks us to pray for God's protection and provision in Sudan. And Ryan Coher, an American missionary pilot in Mozambique, has been released after 4 months in prison. Coher is a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship and was wrongfully detained in November while preparing to transport orphanage supplies. He's been under investigation for supporting terrorism. David Holston, CEO of MAF, says Coher was provisionally released last month and can't leave the country till the case is closed. MAF has been cautious to release details until now in order to not jeopardize Coher's release. Pray for full acquittal. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.